This is Mitchell Dye with Mitchell's Front Page on 94.7 The Pulse.
I want to quickly talk about an event which is being hosted by Tucker's Funeral and Bereavement Services. Now, this is what's called a time to remember, and essentially what they do is put on a bit of a service at this time of year to help those people that are mourning the loss of a loved one, particularly during the Christmas season if they're used to spending time with that person over Christmas. And with me in the studio is Kathy Downs, a bereavement care consultant at Tucker's Funeral and Bereavement Services. Kathy, good morning to you.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me along this morning.
It's always a pleasure, and you're here to talk about an event which is coming up called Time to Remember. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, I'd love to. Well, I'm part of the bereavement care team at Tucker's, and since the late 1970s, we've been offering support and resources to families who are bereaved, and one of the things that has grown out of that has been this service, which we put on in November each year. It's been going for about 20 years. And it's a time when families can come and gather together a special time and a place to remember their loved one. It's an opportunity to honour their loved one. It's also an opportunity to, I suppose, to realise that they're not alone in their bereavement journey when they see, you know, that there's lots and lots of other families going through similar things. And it's also a chance for us to support families by giving them some practical ideas of things that might help as they lead up to the Christmas season without that loved one that has been part of their family.
I think those are all very good points, especially with the Christmas season. And I suppose, as you said, if this is the first Christmas season where they're without that loved one and it's been tradition that they've spent time with that loved one for many, many years, I suppose they can be overlooked, particularly if the loved one has passed away and now they're living by themselves at
home.
And as you said, they don't get that contact with people that have also gone through the same situation.
Yeah, that's very true.
Just explain how the actual event proceeds when people arrive. It's at the Barrable Hills Centre?
That's correct. So it's on Monday night, the 30th of November, and people hopefully can arrive about 6:45 for a 7 o'clock start. We have some music during the evening, a little message which will include some thoughts about practical ways that might help them through the Christmas season. We have a candle lighting time where families can come forward and light a candle in memory of their loved one. We also have an opportunity for family members to write down the name of their loved one and place that on a memory tree that we have placed around the auditorium at Barrable Hills. And we also, at the end of the evening, have a balloon release where we all go outside and release some balloons in the air. The evening closes with an opportunity to stay for supper, and often families like to catch up with the Tucker staff that have helped them during the year at that point.
And just to explain that process, because I understand with Tucker's that there is support provided to people when it comes to managing their grief beyond the initial funeral.
That's correct. So the bereavement care team, we have three members, and all of us have some background in sort of caring professions and counselling, and we offer short-term support and resources to families. So we call families 6 weeks after the funeral and have a telephone conversation. At that point, if someone is finding it particularly difficult to cope with their grief, we will offer the chance to come in for an appointment and have a face-to-face meeting. We can do that one or two or three times and just offer that support that someone might need to get through those initial difficult weeks. We also contact the families at the 12-month point, just before the anniversary, and see how they're going. And we also are very closely networked with the professional bereavement counsellors in Geelong, and Geelong has some great resources in that field.
Yeah, I suppose that first 12 months is key, because they're going through a lot of first anniversaries, you know, first Christmas, first birthday, first Father's or Mother's Day or whatever the case may be.
So yeah, that's correct.
Yeah, it does make sense to touch base. So essentially everyone is invited who has experienced grief and loss throughout the year to that service?
That's correct. And also anyone who might not have used Tucker's who would like to come along is very, very welcome. If if it's been a number of years since someone's had a bereavement and they'd like to come along, that they're very, very welcome to do that.
And, of course, they just have to RSVP directly to Tuckers. So how do they go about doing that? What number should they call? Who should they email?
Well, if they would like to call 5221-4788 or email west@tuckers.com.au, we would appreciate that just for catering purposes. But, you know, if someone decides on the day that they would like to come along, they're welcome to do so.
Well, fantastic. Thank you very much for coming in this morning and telling us about that upcoming event. And, of course, we'd recommend anyone that's gone through grief and loss, I'd recommend everyone goes and attends that event because it sounds like it's going to be a very worthwhile and beneficial event.
Thank you so much for your time.
My pleasure. Kathy Downs there, a bereavement care consultant at Tuckers Funeral and Bereavement Services.
Mitchell's Front Page with Mitchell Dye. Mondays and Tuesdays from 9 till 11 on 94.7 The Pulse.